I have longed waited to get the opportunity to pray for you again. Long waited. Because I wanted to hear what God had for you next. Because the first time I met you and prayed over you, oh my gosh, the word of the Lord, how he set you apart. The word of the Lord, how he said, you thought as an older man, as a younger man. How he's, you have sacrificed fun things with your friends because you're so serious-minded. Sometimes you get overwhelmed. You get weary in what you're called to do. But God said it's just the beginning. He wants to bless you. He wants to strengthen you. Mark my word. God says, mark my word. You keep your face straight before God. He said, you will be the man I talked about earlier, the man in the city that is known to be a man of integrity. A man in the city is an elder. That was you I was talking about. God has a mighty call on your life. You have sacrificed much. You said no to many things that would have been great fun because you were being honoring to your family, to what's deep inside of you. Sometimes you didn't even realize what you were doing because it's just the way you are. Just the way you are. But I see the Lord's big foot coming down. And I see your ducks in a row. And I see how you've ordered your own steps. And the Lord says, uh-uh. I want to kick some things out of the way. Because you take life very, very seriously. Much too seriously for a young man. There's some things you need to balance you out. So God's going to let you have some fun. Are you in for that?
Sure.
He's going to let you have some fun. And see, you have to trust God. He's not going to let you get in trouble. He's not going to let you get in trouble. But he's going to let you relax and have some fun. See, while you're having fun, you're going to meet your future wife. Mm-hmm. The minute you walked up here, or I turned and took your hands, I saw your wife. And she's very lovely and very much loves you and only has eyes for you. That's what I was remarking in my mind, was how she wouldn't take her eyes off of you. Okay? When you meet your spouse to come, that's one thing that's going to drive you nuts, is she's going to like to stare at you. You remember that. You remember that. She's always going to be watching you because you're really an incredible young man. You really are. She's going to try to figure out how you think. What is going on in your mind because you don't talk very much. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. So, if she tells me about that, I'm going to spank you because you need to talk to her. Okay? So don't worry about when it's going to come, and you're shaking right now, but it's okay. It's okay. Father, for his name's sake, Elijah. Father, you're very proud of this young man. That this young man does not seek for his own. Lord, I ask that you would bless him. Thank you that he's allowed you to order his steps. But Lord, you showed me you were going to kick these ducks out of these ducks, by the way, are not God's ducks. This is what you formulated in your mind. This is how you're going, and you don't like to deviate from it. You're like a matter of fact, you know, to get from square one to square two, these ducks got to be in a row, or you just are so anxious. But God said, let me kick some things out of the way. So he's going to lighten you up. Is this a good word? Mm-hmm. Needs to be lightened up a little bit. Good man. Amen. How old are you?
I'm 23.
Mm-hmm. See, it's not good to be alone. It's not good to be alone, he said. Do you already have a girlfriend?
No.
Going to get one. Don't be mad at me. Father, in the name of Jesus, this is your son. Bless him. He deserves a blessing. He asked for nothing of himself. But Lord, I stand in the gap and I ask for his heart's desire. It's not good to be alone. And that, Lord, you will bless him in his direction, in his honesty, in his integrity. You look at your dad. He's a good man, isn't he? You think he's a good man? You're a good man. And you're going to be a better man than your dad. How can that be? Well, you just watch and see. You just watch and see. And just remember this. She is beautiful. But get the ducks out of the row or you're not going to see her. Okay? Bless you. You're going to meet her within the next 6 months. Okay? Call me. Call me. See, I met her. And she does stare at me and she drives me nuts. Amen? That probably wasn't what you wanted to hear.